Do our prayers make any real difference in the course of events, in how things happen? Can a situation, for instance, change depending on whether we pray for it or not? If we pray for something, something very concrete that we need, that is important, what does that offer God? He's all wise, so obviously he already knows what is good and what we need, and he's all good, so it's not like he needs motivation to do what is good. So what difference do our prayers actually make? These questions are really important because we all, at least sometimes, struggle with prayer. We all experience every now and then what this woman in the gospel experienced at the beginning, asking for something and Jesus responding with silence. We all have experience praying for something that is truly important and not seeing any effect, at least not seeing, not perceiving any effect. We do wonder then if we should really spend energies asking God for those needs for ourselves, for the world, for the church, when ultimately, of course, the Lord already knows exactly what we need. Today's gospel is an amazing story about the power of prayer. And this is what happened. This non-Israelite woman, from a pagan, came asking for healing, for a favor, something very important, very loudly. Jesus responded with silence, but she persisted. Then the disciples were asking Jesus to dismiss her. She persisted. Then the Lord said that he was sent only to Israel. She persisted. Then Jesus said that strange phrase about dogs, pagans being dogs on foot. And when at that point, we can imagine, everything seemed over. This woman turned what appeared to be pure rejection into the most amazing, and we could say, effective prayer. Yes, Lord, but even little dogs, puppies, eat from the little scraps that fall from the table. And then the Lord said something amazing. Oh, woman. Of all the times that Jesus uses that expression of admiration, oh, this is the only one in the Gospels in which he's talking about something beautiful and positive. And he was amazed at the faith of this foreigner. So he said, oh, woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. And then the Lord healed her daughter. We may have questions about this or that in the gospel, but what is absolutely clear is that the prayers of this woman made a difference. Our prayers can also make a difference because God planned that. Pascal, the famous mathematician and philosopher, has a great saying about this. He wrote that God instituted prayer in order to lend his creatures, us, the dignity of causality. He gave us prayer to give us the dignity of causality, of causing things. There is a dignity in making things happen, in being part of the solution, and prayer makes things happen. And for a reason, in reality, God, in his plan, wanted to count on us for almost everything. I'm going to follow C.S. Lewis in a great reflection that he has about this. But think about that. God could have created us in a way that we would be refreshed and strengthened without the need for food. Or he could have given us food without the need to work really hard in the fields. Or he could have decided to teach truth without any for teachers, or to expand the gospel without missionaries. God could have done all of that, and he chose not to, because he wanted to count on our action. And we know very well in our own lives that if that good person had not done that or said that at the right time, we may not be here today. We may not believe in Christ because of what one person did, cause and effect. We know very well that if we don't feed that poor person in front of us, I don't mean the poor as a generic entity, but that person who's hungry, then that person will go hungry. We know very well that if our parents or teachers had not taught us how to read, we may not know how to read. There's a cause and there is an effect. So it is very evident that in all these good things that God wants, he actually chooses to depend on our free will for their realization. Then Lewis says, it is not really stranger that my prayer should affect the course of events than that my other actions should do so. The prayers of this Canaanite woman made all the difference, changed the life of her daughter. Our prayers are meant to make a difference in our lives and in our course of the world. The simple conclusion that we should recommit ourselves to pray hard. Our lack of prayer, just like our lack of concrete help to someone in need, can have terrible consequences, and we should wonder if all those bad things that happen, in part at least, respond to our lack of committed prayer. But conversely, of course, our committed prayer can help God's plan become a reality. May we learn today how to pray from this amazing woman. She prayed with humility. She prayed with great confidence. And especially, she prayed with persistence. In prayer, we all have a responsibility, a mission, a dignity. If we pray, we will cause good things to happen. This kind of persistent prayer, rather than our typical worrying and complaining about the bad things that happen, is the real answer to the real problems that we all face in our personal lives, at home, at work, in the country, in the church. This kind of persistent prayer is also a path to hope. Who would have thought that we, imperfect as we are not called just to passively receive or resign ourselves under the phase of surrender, or to just look from afar what happens, but that God, the all-powerful God, would want to count on our prayers to work his salvation today. What a dignity we all have.